Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximising your investment returns.
11:46.
Speaking of roughies, not at all. Blake Sterling.
Jeez, what a segue, Brett. Thanks a lot for that.
I had nothing else, Blake, really. That was it.
Well done. And can I just say congratulations on that ad that I just heard, too. Was it you and Beth that were doing that?
No, that wasn't me.
Oh, that wasn't Beth. Okay, sorry, Beth. I didn't want to sort of...
I would like for my voice to sound like that, but unfortunately...
Very good.
And
welcome
back for the year, Blake.
Yes, happy new year to the team down there.
Thank you. We're a happy team at Geelong.
Good stuff. Hawthorne.
You're in Hawthorne, we're in Geelong.
Yeah, exactly right.
How was your Christmas and New Year?
Christmas and New Year was fantastic. I was actually down in Geelong for Christmas and New Year as well. I've got a fair bit of family down that way, so down there. Yeah.
Good on you.
So you spent New Year's Eve down in Geelong?
No, it was only Christmas, sorry. I was back up here for New Year's, but yeah, some sort of Christmas and Boxing Day and so forth down in the lovely Bannockburn.
Lovely out there. A mate of mine lives out there.
There you go. Yeah, very good spot.
Yeah, very good. Now, more important matters.
Yes, so the market's exactly right. So what we're seeing over the last couple of weeks is the market's it's been rising, which is good, but it's on quite low volume, so there's not a lot of participation in the market right now. And that's just really what happens at sort of this time of the year. So sort of back, once we head back into February, we'll see a lot more participation and get a real indication as to what the directions are likely to be over the next sort of, you know, 3 to 6 months or so.
Yeah. Well, at least we're happy to see the market above 4,000, and it's probably going to stay there until the end of the financial year, do you think?
I would imagine so. I mean, there's still sort of some lurkings from the likes of Europe, but we're still looking pretty positive down here. I've been doing a lot of research on quite a few stocks recently, and there's quite a few opportunities out there, so I think it's going to be pretty good until probably, about mid-year.
Yeah, so a lot of people are still talking about banking stocks, even though the banks themselves are talking about downsizing, sending jobs offshore and all that sort of stuff, but they still appear to be a blue chip in the marketplace.
Well, that's right, and look, what actually bodes well from a share price value increase for banks is if they're actually getting rid of employees and cutting costs, they're then sort of basically adding that to their bottom line, basically. So from an investor point of view, that's a positive thing. Although that sounds bad, it is a positive thing from an investment point of view. So you may find that keen investors, when they actually hear that particular news, think, okay, well, if they're going to get rid of some employees and they're going to cut costs, I'm going to jump back in because, you know, it's looking pretty positive from an investment point of view.
Yeah, well, it is from that. And unfortunately, there's no jobs growth. I mean, your Prime Minister and the Treasurer did promise 500,000 jobs, and then they downgraded that to 300,000.
Yeah,
now
correct.
Now we find we've actually lost 100 jobs.
Yeah, correct. I think it's been really sort of over the last 18 months, once there was hints of basically the global financial crisis being over, sort of around this time last year, a lot of banks went out and recruited quite heavily, thinking that things were basically going to be turning around. Now, that perhaps hasn't eventuated, particularly with the banks who have international standing, so a lot of the investment banks, and they've had to then now cull those people and more that they've hired over that sort of last 12 to 18 month period, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's quite right.
Yeah, not good at all. But I mean, politicians, I think she also made a promise there'd be no carbon tax under the government.
Oh, of course, yeah, that's totally right. So, all the promises in the world there, but unfortunately not coming through.
And we won't talk about poker machines, but putting money into aristocrat leisure or any of those poker machine manufacturers?
Yeah, I think you'd be doing quite well if you put them into those. Aristocrat's sort of on a big turnaround plan now as well, so it'd be interesting to see how that unfolds as well for them.
Yeah, and the Tabcorp and the... And Woolworths, because we often speak about Woolworths, they've got their finger in so many pies, haven't they?
They certainly do. They own now a large amount of hotels under one of their businesses. So obviously with hotels, there's a lot of pokies there as well.
Mm. And I think they're trying to expand even further.
They're looking to keep buying up hotels and again buy up the pokies. And again, due to all the license changes that sort of happened recently, now there's not that... the two licences between Tabcorp and TAS, and now it's sort of been broken up, so Woolworths can now expand their pokey presence.
Mm. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to download your message to me this week.
Oh, okay. No,
I had the wrong format.
That's okay.
I'm not quite sure. Did you have any other sort of mind-blowing
news
for us today?
Just employment's obviously on the cards again. We had unemployment figures come out this week, and we're still steady at around 5.2% for the month of December. So that's adding a little bit more weight to perhaps another rate cut when the RBA meets in early February.
Oh, that's good to know.
Mm. Mm. So that'll be good for people who have obviously mortgages right now, but also the people who are perhaps looking to get into the market, they may be able to get in a little bit cheaper as well.
Yeah, it's like Beth is looking at buying a house soon.
Are you, Beth?
I've got this little thing that I'd like to live in Geelong. So
yes.
We're sort of on the scout out.
So whereabouts are you looking?
I'm currently not.
Okay, okay.
I need a job up here first.
Yes, of course. Well, there's quite
a rich husband, so... or not even a husband, just someone who will fund her lifestyle, really.
Someone who will pay for it, yeah, okay.
Pretty much.
So, no problem at all.
The interest rates, I think I was saying last week to Janine, that my interest rate, I think, is about 6.4 on my home loan at the moment.
Okay, great.
Which is not too bad. So if they cut it again, I'll be even happier.
Yes, it'd be very, very good for you there, Brett. So save a bit of money, a bit more money in the pocket, and go over to Thailand a few more times and
oh,
all the kickboxing
now.
Stuff, mate.
Blake, I'm going in April, so...
Are you?
Yeah, I'm there for a month.
Oh, fantastic stuff, mate. Fantastic
April
stuff.
Done in Phuket.
Yeah.
Record. Hey, 32.5 baht he's got. He never
32.9.
Failed. 32.9 to the dollar.
Oh, well, there you go.
So
there you go.
His little eyes
it's gone to 32.89 now, but I'm pretty happy with that, though.
Good stuff.
In Thailand, it'll probably be about 33.5, maybe a 34 at some.
Good.
So,
it's a whole stubby of Singar beer for that.
Yes.
So.
Now, talking international stuff as well, guys, just quickly, I've got some figures here from the World Bank who released a lot of surveys about basically global growth.
Yeah.
And they've actually slashed their forecast for 2012. They're looking at about 3.5% growth worldwide for this year, and then they've now cut that by about 2.5%, and that basically hinges on all the bad stuff that's been happening in Europe recently. So...
They're bringing us down, aren't they?
Yeah, they've basically said unless Europe really gets its act together that things aren't going to be looking too good and potentially a new downturn that may even be worse than the GFC.
Yeah, well, that's true. Mm,
GFC Mark II.
Mm, exactly right. And a couple of more interesting things. I know you probably want me to get out of here, guys.
We've got about
30
seconds.
No worries at all. So Kodak, you may have heard, today has actually filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in the US.
Who has?
Kodak.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So Kodak, unfortunately, under the weight of liabilities of around $2 billion, not looking good for Kodak, who unfortunately had a big chance to get into the whole digital camera game and didn't work out, and not looking good for them now.
No, I mean, only five or six years ago, people were still getting their films developed.
Mm.
I don't know anyone now who has a film camera, unless you're a professional photographer.
That's totally right.
And,
and
a lot of them have really good digital ones now as well. So, the old Kodak.
Yeah,
and,
not good.
Now, was Linda Eastman, was she part of the Kodak empire, Paul's ex-wife?
Yeah.
I have no
idea. Oh, you're a bit young, sir. You're a bit young.
When
you were interviewing Paul those years ago, did you ask him about Linda? He wasn't married to Linda then, was he?
Probably wasn't. But Linda Eastman is part of that dynasty or dynasty, the Eastman Kodak.
Yeah.
They dropped the name Eastman from it, but
I think she still was getting royalties
wealthy.
So not looking good for them. But on a happier note, Apple as well has just hit a brand new all-time high.
Great, my favourite company in the world.
$431.37.
Oh,
and the market cap, which is basically the overall market value of Apple now, stands at, $400 billion.
That's more than probably that's in the...
Most countries.
They are. So they're basically, they're still fighting off with, I think it's ExxonMobil is the most valuable company in the world. Mm. So they're still vying for that position. I don't think it'll take them too much longer to steal the deal at number one.
Well, not when they bring out the iPhone 5. I'll tell you what, I'm just hanging out for that at the end of the year when it comes out.
Yes, I'm looking to upgrade myself, so I think I might be looking at that.
And they're pretty well cashed up too, aren't they, Apple?
Yeah, very, very much so. They've got stacks and stacks of cash, very, very low debt. just doing extremely well. Even though Steve Jobs is now, unfortunately, no longer with us, I think they'll be around for a long time to come.
Absolutely. Now, with that whole the Apple thing, they've got that much money.
Mm-hmm.
Are they likely to just keep it in the bank, so to speak, or are they will they invest? Invest elsewhere, like buy, hotel or something.
Good question.
Here
and there. I know Steve Jobs was very big on having heaps of cash, which has obviously worked quite well for them. Because if we look at comparisons to other companies in the US who are, examples during the GFC, your GMs and your Chryslers and all that kind of stuff, who basically really relied on leveraging themselves to the hilt, and that obviously didn't work in their favour, and they all sort of filed for bankruptcy and so forth. But Apple's always had quite a lot of cash since they started their turnaround.
Yeah.
When Jobs came back on board, so I think having that money at their side will always be part of their strategy, and I think you would assume they would have to look at, they'll obviously invest in their own products, but maybe they may also soon start perhaps buying for other smaller companies and perhaps some of their competition as well.
Microsoft, just buy at Microsoft.
Maybe not Microsoft, that's probably a little bit too big.
A bit extravagant, you think?
Yeah, I think maybe some of the littler sort of companies that are sort of doing laptops and computers. I know they're trying to get heavily into the corporate sector and sort of sell, PCs into the corporate sector. So maybe some of the smaller companies in that sector, maybe someone like a HP or a Lenovo or someone like that, maybe on the cards for a takeover for Apple in the future sometime.
That'd be interesting, wouldn't it?
It would be.
Because then with all those making PCs, would they then go to Macs or...
Well, that's the thing. So they want to sort of sell Macs into that particular sector. Yeah, correct.
And so they should too. Everyone should have a Mac.
Mm.
Oh, Siri, honestly, my iPhone and iPad and Pod and...
Brett's a walking Apple shop.
I know.
I love it. I love it indeed. Blake, we must away.
No worries at all.
And, mate, thanks. And it's my last show today. I'm heading off around Australia for a couple of years. So,
fantastic.
Mate, from me anyway, the guys will be here from every other week. But thanks for your input. And thank you, Janine, for me.
Yes, I certainly will. Thank Janine for you. Not
I didn't
a
understand
all.
Half of what you said most of the time. But,
now Brett's not here, I'm going to have to get a tutor or something because I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, Beth, you're going to have to step up now. You're going to have to start. What you're going to have to do is actually buy the Wealth Within course, our diploma course.
Oh.
Get involved, Beth.
That's a good plan.
That's a good plan.
Mm. Yeah.
Can we do a deal on that, Blake, can we?
Oh, look, I'll have a chat with Dale. I might be able to work something out. And,
Maybe Beth could just do it and just then be recommending, the whole
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, perhaps,
we
perhaps.
We might look into that.
No worries
anyway,
at all.
Anyway, mate, have a great week and the guys will speak to you next week.
No worries at all. Enjoy your... When are you leaving?
Sunday.
Okay, no worries at all. So enjoy the trip and I'm sure I'll hear from you on Facebook anyway.
Mate, absolutely.
No worries at all.
See you, mate. Thanks.
No worries at all. Thanks, team.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. To learn how you too can maximise your investment returns, call 1-300-SHARETRADE.